now, your sports update with sports director Gary Lee.
It's time to take a look at sports. Last night, the Cardinals and the Cubs battled, and with more, here's your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. At Wrigley Field last night, the Cardinals and Cubs played a 2-hour, 58-minute game and got home runs from Jordan Walker and Paul DeJong on the way to a 7-2 victory. The Cardinals have won six in a row.
Cardinals were able to beat Marcus Stroman again. They beat him a few times this year and a lot in his career, in fact. And Stroman, who's one of the game's best pitchers, just cannot get the Cardinals out. They did a nice job early on. Walker with a home run and good work from the Cardinals starter Steven Matz, who picked up his first victory of the year.
Matz was able to go five innings. He walked just one batter, and he was able to get some swing and miss stuff and then work around a couple of tough times to pick up his first win.
Another good outing for JoJo Romero in his inning of work. He had a tough situation when he came in, and Paul DeJong also homered.
The Cardinals will have Jack Flaherty, 7-5 on the mound today, against All-Star left-hander Justin Steele, 9-3. We're on the air at 12:25 after the Cardinals beat the Cubs last night, 7-2.
You can catch the Cardinals game on KUKU Classic Country 100.3 and KWPM 1450 News Talk Radio. Sign up for the Thomas F. Bagno Municipal Golf Course Greenskeeper Revenge Tournament. It's going to be held Saturday, August the 12th. It's an 18-hole, two-person scramble. Cost per team is $100, and you can sign up at the golf course, or you can call 417-469-1214. All proceeds go towards the new cart shed fund. Chiefs quarterbacks and rookies reported to training camp at Missouri Western this week. The group of just over 20 players had three short practices before the veterans arrived today. The first full team practice will take place on Sunday, kicking off the first of 19 practices in St. Joseph. The Chiefs' first preseason game will be on August 13th at New Orleans. Eli Drinkwitz will begin his fourth season as head coach at Mizzou. The Tigers are coming off back-to-back 6-7 seasons after navigating a 5-5 COVID-shortened season. Drinkwitz is just the second coach in Mizzou history to have three straight bowl-eligible teams to start a coaching career. But some fans want more than a 500 record entering year four. The offense returns 80% of its production from last year, but the Tigers lost Dominic Lovett and the third leading receiver in the SEC to Georgia. Drinkwitz has given up the play calling after hiring Kirby Moore as the team's offensive coordinator. Starting quarterback from a year ago, Brady Cook will be the number one QB heading into fall camp, but the job is up for grabs, as Drinkwitz will closely watch incoming Miami transfer Jake Garcia and highly touted recruit sophomore Sam Horn. Mizzou will start the season at home on August 31st against South Dakota. That's a 7 p.m. kickoff, and you can catch all of the Missouri Tigers this coming season on Q94, the Mountain of Rock. That's a check sports. I'm Gary Lee.